Welcome to Small Biz Flash, your flash briefing for small business news, trends, and insights. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. Today is May 24th. After the news roundup, I'll talk about how text messages can boost your customer communication strategy. All right, let's dive in. All you ambitious small business leaders out there, listen up. There is a great opportunity from the Small Business Administration you need to know about. The SBA is offering free, executive-level training through its Thrive initiative. Using a combination of classroom training, in-person coaching, and mentoring, Thrive participants will learn numerous skills, including how to acquire financing, scale revenue, and establish systems to optimize operations. Students in the program will also develop a 3-year strategic growth plan for their businesses. Two more bonuses. If selected, you will be in a cohort with other experienced entrepreneurs, and this may be the best part, past program alumni report a 70% increase in revenue post-graduation. The next set of classes start July 5th. To find out more about the eligibility requirements and to apply, check out the link in the show notes. Small businesses in the manufacturing sector continue to be more optimistic about recovering from the pandemic's economic hardships than their peers in the services sector. According to a report released last week by the National Federation of Independent Business, manufacturers had an optimism index of 99.1 for April, compared with just 94.2 for those in the services sector. Companies in both sectors were less optimistic in April when compared to numbers in March. Numbers for May aren't out yet, but I suspect they will be down yet again, as talk is steadily growing louder of a recession sometime later this year or in 2023. The optimism index is based on 10 criteria, including small businesses' plans to increase employment, make capital outlays, and increase inventories. The U.S. Senate failed to advance a pandemic-related small business aid bill last week, which would have allocated $48 billion to help restaurants, gyms, and live event companies. Senators voting against the aid package cited concerns over the federal budget deficit, while those voting in its favor said it would help businesses that had been particularly impacted by government shutdown orders. The measure is seemingly dead for now. Small business owners, in this tough environment, you need to keep your employees happy. So get them great coffee for the break room. No one wants to drink garbage coffee because the boss is too cheap to buy the good stuff. Show your employees you really appreciate them with Mai Tai Premium Coffee. Plus, you'll be supporting another small business like your own when you purchase Mai Tai Premium Coffee. Enter the code FLASH at checkout for a 10% discount. Go to their website today, maitaicoffee.com. That's maitaicoffee.com. Let's talk about how text messages can boost your customer communication strategy. How effective is your communication with customers? Are you reaching your clients in a way that is convenient for them and elicits maximum interaction? It can be tough to get your customers' attention, but in the right circumstances, SMS or text marketing can work really well to boost your customer engagement. Consider this fact. 98% of text messages are read within 3 minutes of receipt. That's way better than for the average email message. But you already know this intuitively. Texting is a super convenient way for us all to communicate, and most of us keep our cell phones within reach throughout the day. So it just makes sense that sending a text would be way more effective than other forms of communication. And a lot of companies are using texting quite successfully. You've probably received a text message from your dry cleaner, for example, letting you know when your shirt is ready to be picked up. But there are some rules to follow when initiating your own SMS marketing campaign. First, laws are stricter when it comes to texting as opposed to emails, so get opt-in from your customers and make opting out easy. Also, don't make your business's text annoying or spammy. Instead, you need to add value to your customers when you text them. So, for instance, if you own a restaurant, you might text patrons the weekly specials. And to boost engagement even more, you could include a discount code. While texting has mostly been practiced in the B2C space, there are definitely applications in the B2B world as well. So think about situations where time-sensitive notifications are necessary, or in a situation where you'd like to provide a convenient way for your clients to give you feedback through a survey or a poll. If your communication blueprint is customer-centered, then it should include texting on some level. There are plenty of text platforms out there to help you implement your SMS marketing strategy. For a comparative chart of 48 solution providers, go to the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. Please help me expand this show's reach by telling one other person about the podcast. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you next time.